linebacker Sam Mills died at his home at the age of 45. He had been battling cancer of the small intestine for the past 2 years. And the fan last week at Fenway that reached over and Gary Sheffield claims hit him in the mouth has had his tickets revoked for the rest of the season. As soon as he takes them in, he will be reimbursed. And the fan who spilled the beer on Sheffield was prohibited from buying tickets for the rest of the season by the Red Sox. That's Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Golfsmith. Celebrate the grand opening of the Golfsmith Superstore in Plano, just off North Central Expressway, across from the Collin Creek Mall. And this weekend only, enjoy great deals at Golfsmith's giant tent sale. Our next ticker at 4:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott, reminding you to remember that you've been listening to the Hardline 3-7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Birds of a feather flock together. It's the Aviary Johnson Show. The Avery Johnson Show. Listen to the Mavs head coach Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hiskus. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out at Nextel in Rowlett, Kenwood, and Highway 66 is the place. Of course, this is the home of the walkie-talkie feature, the digital walkie-talkie feature, which every Nextel phone has. It allows you to connect coast-to-coast in under a second, all with the push of a button. It is also the home of the new BlackBerry 7520 from Nextel. And you come in here to this store in Rowlett today, set up new service, get a free phone and a free accessory. And they will also waive the activation fee. So wonderful things are going on out here at Nextel. Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, looks like we get a little flashlight going. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality. Rumors are flying about the future of this young man. Here's Cobra.
Thank you. Oh.
Snake?
I did it. Well, November 20th is a date that we all need to take note of.
Do we now?
Yes, if you're a fan of music, which I believe we all are, if you're a fan of good music, which I believe some of us are, and if you're a fan of the Beatles, mark it down, because Paul McCartney...
They're getting back together.
Paul McCartney will be at the AAC on November 20th.
Wow.
You know, last time he played Reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is really going to be a radical departure for him.
Better start saving up your money.
Yeah, because he doesn't subscribe to the Bruce Springsteen, Neil Diamond theory of...
Nor should he.
Keep the riffraff out.
Of $100 or less tickets.
Nor should he.
Actually, weren't his expensive tickets only like $125?
No.
McCartney was around
$300.
Everyone in there
were $250.
$250.
Every ticket was $250.
That's ridiculous.
No, you're seeing a living legend. You're seeing a Beatle. That's about what they should be.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not like he's Roger Daltrey hitting the road because he needs cash. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need money at all. Ever. I think a guy like this who, you know, Mr. Beatle, all about the music, his prices should be a little lower. I think
everything
this is a
I've ever read about Paul McCartney, he loves the money.
And prosthetics are expensive.
His last tour grossed $126 million from 58 shows. He will be joined again by drummer Abe Laboriel, Rusty Anderson, the guitar player, Brian Ray on bass and guitars, and keyboardist Paul Wicks Wickens.
And now that is the ultimate cover band.
It is.
Well, they are.
Wings and Beatles.
A McCartney cover band with McCartney.
Right.
That's basically what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a Beatles cover band, and their lead singer's Paul McCartney.
What day is that, the 20th?
It's a Sunday.
You've already looked?
Oh, yeah.
And he's only doing one date in Dallas?
He's only doing one date everywhere. Except for Las Vegas, where he's playing two shows. And the Garden, where he's playing two shows. Everywhere else, though, it's only one show. He'll be in Houston the night before. And I guess Phoenix after Dallas, in case you're wanting to hit a bunch of shows. I'll be there.
Well, hopefully I can get some tickets and be there, because I sure want to be.
You going to go, Mike?
Yeah. I possibly can, I am.
Now, I'm not going to say that his last show was one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was really cool seeing him. And I had a blast. Danny, you and I went together. It was a lot of fun, but it still wasn't like one of the greatest rock shows I've ever been to.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I've never been to a better concert.
You're kidding.
No. Never been to a better one. And I've been to some pretty good ones.
I just don't know what more I could have asked for.
Exactly.
On a big production concert, seeing one of my favorite band members.
Right.
You know.
The only thing I would have wished for is the first 20 minutes. Cut it out. Where they had those weird people walking around.
Oh, it was Cirque du Soleil, wasn't it?
Yeah, where they had the dude walking around with the apple on the umbrella. But then after that, when he launched into Hello, Goodbye, it was an hour and a half of magic.
I mean, if you asked me if I'd rather see him or Neil Young or the Stones, I'd take Neil Young and the Stones before McCartney. It's just me, though.
Cora.
Snake.
Just me being me.
Snake.
Cora.
Hopefully we can all go.
Cora. Let's expense it.
Cora.
You know, we should be able to
spend the whole show on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spend the whole show, expense it.
Snake.
Do they want WOW Radio?
I believe they do.
Well, Cora.
And here it comes.
It costs money.
$4.20 on the ticket.
And
now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update, satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki. Now here's your host, Snake.
Thank you very much.
Good Christ.
Mike, this is for you, of course. We told
you. No, it's not for me.
We told you last week.
It's not for me. I have no interest in this, whatever it is.
We told you last week that your idol, Paris Hilton, was losing her partner.
She's not my idol, first of all.
Well, we had to make an open for you. She lost her partner for The Simple Life, and we thought it'd be a good idea to pair you up with her. Well, it's too late. And, of course, we were just a day late, dollar short.
As we always are here on the hard line.
As Rod Stewart's daughter, Kimberly Stewart, is being lined up to replace Nicole Richie.
Well, you got to be a singer's daughter to get that gig?
Jeez.
I guess so.
I mean, Lisa Marie wasn't available?
And there's a picture of her, and yuck. What a tramp she looks like.
Now, who is it? Who's her mother?
Rod Stewart.
Okay. That'd be the daddy.
I don't know.
Now, was she born?
Snake.
Never mind.
I mean, was it Atlanta? Would that be your mother?
Or is it Britt Eklund?
Because wasn't Rod at one time trying to fertilize?
Or was it Rachel Hunter?
Wasn't he trying
to self-fertilization? Right, in your own stomach,
in
can
your
you?
Lungs?
I'd dump that.
Oh,
what?
It's nothing to dump.
I know what I said.
It's medical terms.
Right.
Yeah, so they got that set up, Mike, so that's going to really affect your TV watching, I guess. You're back on.
Well, what happened to Nicole Richie?
No, not really. I don't watch that show.
Was it a fallout? Did they kick her out?
I think that remember we said last week she's going to go on and do some newlywed show with her husband, DJ AM?
She's a bitch.
Mike.
But she and Paris had a falling out.
We guess. Or maybe you have a little bit more info because you're plugged in.
No, not really. I'm just guessing,
Mike,
too.
Mike, what do the message boards say, Mike?
I don't know. I don't go to those places.
And what's your name on one of the message boards?
I don't have one. You will not find me there.
Paris is hot?
No, Paris is not hot. Triparis is tore up.
This is a wonderful day in the world of film and cinema because Sahara, the most overhyped movie in the history of film next to The Hulk, cut its gross in half after only making $28 million the first weekend, is down to $13 million this weekend. It is failing.
Wow. But you wait. When they start selling DVDs, they'll claim it made money.
There's no way.
Well, they'll claim it.
That's impossible. I mean, it costs like $200 million to make.
Yeah, it'll probably do around $100 million at the box office when it's all said and done. And then when they start selling DVDs, and every blockbuster has to have 10 copies of them.
By the way, the Amityville Horror was number one at $23 million.
And that'll do about $5 million next week.
Yeah, probably so. I wish I would have been in Houston this past weekend because there you would have found Ted Nugent and several other knotheads in the NRA.
I think guns are good.
It says with an assault weapon in each hand, rocker and gun rights advocate Ted Nugent urged NRA members to be, quote, hardcore radical extremists demanding the right to self-defense.
Well, those people think guns are good.
He spoke at the NRA's annual convention on Saturday. He said that each...
Quit shooting!
That each NRA member should try to enroll 10 new members over the next year and associate only with other members. That's it. Don't have any other friends except your stupid lunkhead gun buddy.
Cobra.
He says,
nobody wants to be friends with those people anyway.
He says, let's sit here and say, holy smokes, the NRA has 40 million members now. No one is allowed at our barbecues unless they have a gun. Do that in your life.
You got to get to that last paragraph.
He drew the most cheers when he told gun owners they should never give up their right to bear arms and should use their guns to protect themselves if needed. And here's when he screamed to rampant applause. Remember the Alamo. Shoot 'em. To show you how radical I am, I want carjackers dead. I want rapists dead. I want burglars dead. I want child molesters dead. I want all the bad guys dead. No court case, no parole, no early release. I want them dead. Get a gun when they attack you and shoot them.
All right.
It's a solid idea. Well, you know, he's got a point there.
I don't
sure
mind
does.
That. I don't really mind that, per se. You know, if you shoot a child molester, no skin off my back.
A rapist?
No. But, you know what?
That might be a little extreme, somebody that breaks into something.
Right.
That might be just a little over the top.
What a freak, man. I think that's now his bit, though, is to see how over the top he can get. You know, I mean, everybody expects him to be this radical.
No, what's going to happen is somebody's going to go out and kill somebody, and they're going to blame it on him, and they'll try to sue him.
Hey, Nuge told me it was cool.
I was at the Nugent show.
Nuge told me to do it. And they'll try to sue him.
To sue Nuge?
Yeah. Can't you see that happening?
Sure.
Well, he thinks guns are good, and so do I.
I love it, though, that he's just on his high horse about,
Mike,
you know,
Reiner.
People that have drug addictions and stuff and how he never drank or anything and how they're just total waste of life. You know, they deserve no second chance or anything. But yet, he had one of the worst sex addictions.
Can be said.
Careful.
Slow down, snake man.
Did you have to dump me?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he had a really bad sex addiction. And here he is on his high horse about, you know, getting off drugs and everything. But he could not keep it in his pants for 10 seconds. But that's cool. Hey, that's no problem.
Well, I'm a hunter.
Yeah, and I kill. What a fraud. What an absolute fraud he is. Someone shoot him.
Now they're going to do it and blame you and sue you.
Well, don't really do it. Shoot him with a water gun. That'll show him. DMX, everyone's favorite rapper who has a rap sheet as far as bad driving goes.
Who?
He's about 50 miles long. DMX.
Who's that?
He's DMX.
Didn't he have a different name at one point?
No, he never did.
You don't want to get a round table or anything?
No, because that's not
him. Are you sure?
Not every rapper is Puff Daddy.
Who's that?
I mean, I'm pretty up on rap. I think it might have been at one point.
No.
Okay. He's the guy that pulled the guy out of his Nissan and pistol whipped him and tried to hijack his car, didn't he? Or carjack him at one point.
Is he?
Yeah.
Puff Daddy did that?
No.
No, DMX.
Oh. Everybody's confused, though. Are you sure?
He was on a bicycle?
His latest run-in with the law, he doesn't have a license, by the way, or he has a suspended license. Well, he crashed his car into a vehicle driven by some woman, and the woman crashed into a cop car. So he was taken straight to jail, of course, driving with a suspended license, which this is like his 10th driving offense, major driving offense, in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been arrested 5 times for driving without a license. Let's see. He is the guy who was posing as an FBI agent at Kennedy International Airport.
That's the incident.
Yeah, where he and a buddy then approached another driver and tried to steal their vehicle. This past December, he was driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, and was sentenced to a 1-year conditional discharge. And now this. You know what? Just throw him in jail. Just keep him there. Because he's going to keep getting in cars and hitting people.
Man's got to get around town, though.
Take the T.
It's his right to drive.
Get a driver. Isn't he have a lot of money, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, he's loaded. Yeah.
Just get a guy that drives you around.
But that's not keeping it real.
Isn't it?
Keeping it real is getting in all kinds of trouble. And when the man tells you you can't drive, you drive.
That's right.
That's keeping it real.
I'm finally glad you understand, Hammer.
So him getting a driver or taking the subway or getting a limo, no.
That a boy, Greg. Did you get some brochures of the hip-hop pants you bought?
Greg. No, how it works. And plus, he's got too much money to put him in jail.
Greg's finally seen the light, Kevin.
Finally. Keeping it real.
And we have one divorce to report as Sandra Oh, the hot Asian actress in Sideways.
Hmm.
I think she's hot. She's got a great body.
Does she?
Well, her and the director, Alexander Payne, he directed Sideways and put her in there and pretty much resurrected her career.
Ching Chang Ha So.
She left
him. It is so ironic that she'd be in a movie called Sideways.
At first, I thought that's what it was about when I found out the name of it, that she was in it.
I know. It's just ironic.
That it was about what?
I don't get it.
Just the title of the movie.
Right, but what's ironic?
That she would be in it.
That who would be in it?
Okay, right. Where's the irony? That a woman's in a movie?
No. That she would be.
Why
her particular?
Just because of her.
What?
Ching Chang Ha So.
Mike, you want to help?
I think Grego just explained everything there.
Well, why don't speak Japanese, Hammer?
Well, that's your problem,
yeah,
then.
Look it up.
Get an interpreter.
That's got to mean something.
Ching Chang Ha So doesn't mean a
right,
damn thing.
There is yet another one that we can use.
All right, we have to go.
That's it.
Well, it's 8:30.
Pretty lackluster email, right?
Email.
Emails.
Now.
More Lance Armstrong news?
No, I know you boys. I think you've discussed this. I don't know if you've discussed this specific change, but starting in 2006, Monday Night Football, which has been on ABC since 1970, which is where it was originated, is moving to ESPN in 2006, and NBC is going to get Sunday Night Football starting in 2006. We'll have more details for you on the ticker.
When's that?
I thought NBC was out of the business.
2006.
No, the ticker.
Next.
Runs, I thought they were out of the business, NBC. They didn't want that.
Well, they're back in it now. All right.
Monday Night Football on cable.
We'll discuss that next.